Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Over the past few years, Scurfee Publishing of Sioux Falls has produced an annual anthology of poems. It's a juried competition with a different editor each year. The editor for the latest collection, it's called Memory Echo Words, is Norma Wilson. She taught English at the University of South Dakota for some 27 years before retiring about a decade ago. Her recent chapbook, Under the Rainbow, Poems from Moakar, and she's with us here in the studio. And Norma, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Well, thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Well, how were you chosen to be the editor of this latest anthology collection from Scurfee?
Well, I think Steve Boynt chose to ask me if I would
and this
be
is
editor.
His publishing
Steve
company.
Steve Boynt is the publisher of Scurfee, which is a small Sioux Falls publishing house, and he asked me to do it after I had submitted some poems for the previous anthology called Thunderstorm. And this one that I edited is the fifth one, and he thought that we had worked together in the process of getting those poems into that previous anthology, so he invited me to do this one.
So how do you go about selecting poems for an anthology like this?
Well, you know, it varies, but in this case, I said, I want to select the poems blind. I don't want to know who wrote them. I'd like to read the poems first. So we got about 220 poems, or at least I received that many. Now, I submitted some, too. I submitted seven poems. And those poems were read by Charles Luden, who's a well-known poet in Sioux Falls. And I read the other 220, and I selected from those 72 poems. And then Charles selected four of mine.
Even though you did this blind, were there some cases when a poet whose work you were familiar with that you recognized, oh, that's, for example, that's a Dave Evans poem or something?
Well, there were some cases in which I thought so. I thought, in fact, Dave Evans was one. I tried to be objective, and I think I was. I think that every editor is to some extent subjective. You know, we choose poetry we like, but I happen to have pretty eclectic tastes, and I wanted the anthology not to be all the same kind of poetry. I wanted there to be a lot of different kinds of poems in it. And, you know, there are 26 poets included, and some have more poems in the anthology than others, but I think, you know, it's it makes for a more interesting read.
And these aren't all just South Dakota regional poets.
No, they aren't. 17 of the poets live in South Dakota, and all of the poets really have lived, or almost all of them, in other places. In fact, there are 16 different states represented in their bios, and at least seven different countries also that they have lived in. So really, they come, at least they've lived in places from coast to coast in the United States, north and south, and also in, you know, a variety of countries around the world.
Well, I'd like to have you read one of at least one poem here from the book, A Memory Echo Words, and Roberta Haar, and this is this is called Pheasants. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about who she is.
Roberta Haar teaches at Maastricht University in the Netherlands. I actually met her there when I was teaching with the Transatlantic Studies Center, and I got to know her, and she was interested in my looking at her poetry. And so when we decided to publish the anthology, she got a call for submissions from the publisher, Steve Boynt, and she sent some in. I didn't know she had written mm-hmm. this poem, but I'll read it. You can see that she grew up in South Dakota near the Missouri River, so you can, it'll, some of the images will be familiar.
Okay.
Pheasants. Dad had a Ford Galaxy, all chrome and pointy. It looked like grape pop on wheels. The upholstery was black vinyl with embossed imperial patterns like wainscoting on the seats. Each fall, Mom drove it slowly along the gravel roads. Brother and I in back were quiet. Despite it all, Dad was a good shot. We held them like dear loved pets, stroking their silky feathers.
That's a poem by Roberta Haar called Pheasants. It's included in the new anthology, Memory Echo Words, edited by Norma Wilson. And Norma Wilson is with us here on Dakota Midday. What was it that you liked about that poem?
Well, I liked the fact that it was told, the pheasant hunt was from the perspective of remembering what it was like to be a child. Sitting there, and you get the whole feeling of being in the car there and holding that dead bird, you know, that pheasant, and, you know, the innocence of it. So I like that. I thought it was a different perspective from what we usually see.
Yeah. Here's another poem that I'd like to have you read, and this is by Bruce Roseland, and he's from South Dakota, or at least from the region originally.
That's right, and he still lives on the ranch he grew up on. He's the fourth generation owner of the ranch, and he's also currently the president of the South Dakota Poetry Society.
And this is his poem. It's called All Is Not Over.
The fall freezes have blighted my backyard garden. The tomato vines are limp, pale green ropes. The cantaloupe and squash hills are stricken, the leaves yellowing to brown crumpled edges. The radish row is an empty memory. All that remains is sickly, except for the carrots, their green leafy tops immune yet to the frosty nights. I push my spade in deep next to this long season crop, pulling back, heaving black dirt and bright orange carrots to sunlight. Carrots, so crisp they crack in two with but a touch. They are so sweet, the last fresh garden treat. I gather them up in my arms, trim the tops off, and clean them up. In my mind, I already have 1 foot into the next spring.
That's Bruce Roseland's poem, All Is Not Over, featured in the new book edited by Norma Wilson called Memory Echo Words. And that just, it's October, it's late October, and I'm
right
in the garden. That's just a wonderful poem.
And well, you know, it really, it does catch the season. And also I like that 1 foot into the next spring. He's already dug a little bit of his garden for the next spring because he dug up those carrots. And it's just, you get the, you can really see them, the way he describes them.
Now, as you mentioned, there's a few of your poems, and since this is these are all put together alphabetically, they come towards the end of the book, and a poem that I liked, probably because I'm a jazz fan, and I also like the metaphor that you're working with here. I'd like to hear this one. This is I think we have time for this. It's called This Caravan, This Jazz.
Lift of heart, beat of drum and trumpet, Wynton Marsalis redefines this tune, playing the melody so easily, taking us on a caravan through the desert and jungle of 20th century sound. That century we became American, not the world-dominating, monetary control by multinational corporations kind of American, but the fierce and honey sound of trumpet and piano keys, the pulsing rhythm of African drums, the heartbeat of this land. Sustaining us, this jazz, like the liquid lapping of ocean waves and the waves of brain that make it forever new. Marcus Roberts' piano makes us sway as this caravan moves what we need, food and medicine, spices, batik from the east. We catch the melody, the beat, in time to dance again. Always knew this music makes us feel light. Too light not to lift the pen from the flowing page and catch the drift. We're all in this together, this caravan, this jazz.
Norma Wilson reading her poem, This Caravan, This Jazz, featured in the book, Memory Echo Words. That's actually the final poem in the book. And where did that come from, the inspiration for that?
Well, it came from listening to Caravan. I love the Caravan, and I love jazz, this uniquely American form of music. And, of course, these are two supremely talented musicians that I was listening to with my class. I actually wrote the first draft of this poem when I was teaching a creative writing class at the University of South Dakota, and we were sitting in the classroom. I thought, well, maybe this caravan would be a good writing prompt for my students. So I always wrote along with them when I had them writing in class, and I wrote the first draft of this poem. And I think that poetry and art go very well together, whether it's visual art or music. And I'm often inspired by art. In this case, I was. And I think that the rhythm of the music, the sound of it, probably inspired the song, as the poem, as well as I think that poem gives you this sense of movement and of the diversity of life on the planet. Yeah. And we're all in there, in that caravan.
And jazz is a great metaphor for that, too, when you think
yes.
of
Yes.
Well, we're just about out of time here. And finally, this book, Memory Echo Words, if people are interested in finding a copy of this, I imagine go to the SCRFP publishing website or other places.
That's a great place to go. In Sioux Falls, it's available also at several locations, including Zambro's Variety, the Washington Pavilion, and also... the first place that we read together as poets, and that is the Black Sheep Coffee House.
All right. Well, Norma, thanks again so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.